narrow downward sloping aisle. They had to grip seats to avoid being pitched forward when the entire fuselage quaked. Terrific, she thought. They're probably going to storm the cockpit, thinking they can do better than the pilots. Who gives a shit at this point? We're going down either way. The guy in the lead suddenly paused next to her seat. His jean-clad thigh rubbed her arm before nearly crushing it against the armrest. She jerked it away, and then gasped when he lifted a leg to step over hers. He wedged his big body between Dusty and the seat in front of her. Something brushed her leg, again from the aisle, and her mouth dropped open completely when the second thug put a boot between her high heels. He nearly stepped on her foot. Both men faced Bat and her sister. Astonishment muted her when he planted the second boot between her feet and shoved her legs apart until her knee breached the aisle. She gaped at the front of his tight, faded jeans directly in front of her face. He had a skull on his belt buckle, and her gaze lifted to take in a flat stomach covered in a black tank top, a leather biker jacket, all the way up to his tanned face and spiked black hair. He didn't look at Bat, but instead glanced at the man in front of her sister. Dusty gasped. What?
Good luck, Craven. Love you.
The guy wedged between Bat's thighs replied.
Love you too, bro.
He sighed, a look of grim resignation on his ruggedly handsome features. Ask them what the hell they think they're doing, she ordered her mouth, but it refused to work. The one in front of Dusty spoke.
I'm Drontos.
He needs a haircut in the worst way. He also needs a personal shopper to pick out clothes that don't make him look like a biker, she determined. Wait a minute. I'm losing my mind. What the hell am I thinking? Oblivious to her inner crazy talk, the man continued.
We're hopefully going to save your asses by protecting you with our bodies. We might survive this if we don't blow up or get ripped apart on impact like the pilot thinks. I'm hoping he's wrong about that.
The spiked-headed hulk in front of her dropped to his knees and put his hands on her before she could do more than gasp. Her knees were shoved up roughly, pinned under his leather jacket and tight to his sides, nearly in his armpits, his thick biceps trapping them in that position. Her mouth parted to scream, but his body slammed roughly against hers with enough force to knock the air from her lungs. Shock kept her from fighting him off when he unfastened her seatbelt. An arm encircled her ass and jerked her against something metal that painfully pressed into her pelvic bone. The scent of leather and mail filled her nose when he adjusted enough for her to pant in air again. The hard press of something against her panties finally made her struggle, but the guy had a death grip on her. He wiggled his hips in a suggestive manner that had her crying out. Whatever was digging into her rubbed when he adjusted again, and she wondered if this was the beginning of a sexual assault. One last nasty thrill for him before the plane went down. It wouldn't surprise her. Not after the guy she'd defended 2 years ago who had been into necrophilia. Of course, Bat wasn't dead yet, so it was probably considered a bonus to the psycho to rape her both before and after she died. Let her go! Dusty shouted. Bat would have turned to check on her sister, but the asshole assaulting her squeezed her in a bear hug that threatened to crush her ribcage. She clawed at him as best she could with her hands, her nails digging into his thin cotton top, and she could feel hard flesh under her fingers. He snarled next to her ear, gripped her wrists, and shoved them down his body between his thighs. They clamped around her hands so tightly, she winced. What in the hell? What does he think he's doing? Her stunned mind remembered what the long-haired guy in need of a haircut had said. They think they're going to protect us with their bodies? They have to be on drugs. She ceased her struggles, knowing no matter how hard she fought, she couldn't win against a possibly amped-up drug addict. Screams erupted inside the small fuselage, and Bat grabbed hold of the guy's thigh just for something solid to cling to. The other passengers could see what she couldn't, what with her face buried against a black top and most of her head tucked inside his thick jacket. She moaned softly, knew with certainty they were about to slam into the ground, and she actually pressed firmer against the stranger. We're going to die.